It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
With me, Ernest Hancock, but we are relatively concerned. You know, we share a concern, Andrew?
Equal concern about everything that's going on here, and that's what we need to get to the bottom to.
Yeah, we need to find, you know, what's up. I mean, what's up? Now, what has happened is we go in, you go to today's archive show, you go to Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com, and you go to Ernest, Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock afternoon show. You go in there, and you'll just click on, and you'll scroll down, and you'll see all the listings of the goodies. Now, you go into the H1N1 update on Arizona's ability to mandate that you take it, or they put you in the hooscow. Now, what happens is, when you go in there, you also see Arizona Immunization Program Office. Now, they'll have pandemic flu, H1N1 flu, seasonal flu. I guess pandemic and H1N1 are two different things, but... You know, they got a plan. What's their plan? Their plan is that it's the continuation of government thing. It was all part of that. What they do is if you have an emergency, who gets to make sure that your utilities stay on? APS, you know, Arizona Public Service here, your electrical company, your gas company, your water treatment, your water. They have a guy in a uniform and an M16 just step right over across the line wearing a new shiny badge. Yeah, we got it going on. Don't worry about it.
You know, one of the things I want to also bring up is if you go to Governor Jan Brewer's website and you just click on, I think it's under her main page, like swine flu or N1H1, and you look at some of the article, some of the postings on there, it actually discussed how they're actually training the border checkpoints around here in Arizona, the ones that are like 100, 200 miles inland, and they're training the border patrol out there to locate individuals that look like they're infected with the N1H1 and to vaccinate them or take care of them or contain them. And, you know, they mention about illegal aliens and
stuff.
Yeah,
don't have any Kleenex boxes on your dashboard.
Yeah, don't have... and they talk about how they're doing it, you know, be on the lookout for illegal immigrants that show signs for, you know, this thing. Well, you know, they're not going to stop with the illegal immigrants. It's for everybody.
You know, that's the one thing that Jeff, in the beginning of the first hour, a friend of mine that was doing some research for the Arizona State Legislature. Now, he's one of these guys, a big politico in the Republican Party, and he's got little shiny badges of, you know, various different levels. And he's interested in this stuff because back in the mid-90s, he was a coder for in the state of Pennsylvania, where he was looking at and doing the job of interfacing and interlocking a lot of these different state agencies with the federal government. So I'm going... Okay, I'm relatively concerned already. You know, they want to do this for fill in the blank reason, and it's been a concern with the conservatives all this time that yep, we're going to do the mark of the beast thing. We're going to have all of this data collection that we are going to scrub and be able to do. And you ever see the movie Enemy of the State and that kind of stuff? And by the time they make a movie about it, they've already done it. You know, that's old stuff then. But what happens is they're going, yeah, we're concerned about this. And he's involved a lot in economics and banking. He's does a lot of software and stuff with banks. And so he has a unique perspective on a whole lot of things, certainly being this, you know, Ron Paul kind of supporting thing. You start to recognize things. Well, then he starts to see how they're tying in as a big issue immigration. Immigration is an essential touchstone, I guess, you know, for bringing about a national ID. And the same people as conservative Republican, oh, national ID be bad, unless we need to find all these illegal immigrants. You know, of course, doing away with the welfare state, that's not even on the table, you know, that there's your cure. But the thing is that no, we got to have Americans. And you tell if you're American. Are you American? And are you American with a shot? You know, we got to be able to tell who you are. Now, if you can't tell who you are, well, we're going to have to detain you because you might not be American or American with a shot. You see, once you start a database, then you can classify people into whatever, and without them demonstrating any threat, you're not even sniffling, you know, and they're going to be able to get you because you won't ID it. Because think about it. If you show no symptoms of being sick, well, you know, then what's their excuse? Well, you didn't identify yourself. You could be illegal alien for all we know. Now, all the people screaming, we did a Freedom Summit, I think it was 05, no, no, it was 06, where we had a Freedom Summit that we had a debate that was all Frosty Wooldridge, you know, is one of the writers of Freedom's Phoenix, you see him every now and then, and his thing is all, you know, illegal immigrants, ship them all back, okay, and for the environment, that's his thing, you know, to save the environment, got to get rid of all the Mexicans, so... Whatever your opinion is not even really the point. My thing was, we had this debate with Bumper Hornberger, Future Freedom Foundation, and Terry Bressy of Checkpoint USA, and a couple other guys, you know, Ricardo Valenzuela is a hardcore libertarian from Mexico. And the whole point was, is that this is just an excuse for them to be able to control us. Because you can't have papers to prove that you're a citizen without citizens having all the papers. You know, that's what this is about.
And that's the whole point. They want to go to a cashless society. They want to have everything digitalized, biometrics, and God knows what else. And they want to be able to put these high-tech control systems, because the way it is right now, you know, you can you know, pay cash and avoid certain things. They want to get you locked in a system where, you know, and harmonize everything. So when you go to work and with the swine flu, pandemic going on, catch my sarcasm there, but when you go to work, they want to be able to say, no, you can't come to work. You know, you got the swine flu, you get out here, you're losing your job, or they want to be able to deny you access. And it's all about control of the people, control of, you know, where the money goes.
Or
to these
you
industries.
Might get it. Your friends have it. Somebody in the same building had it, so you can't come unless you get the shot. Or it's just, you know, and they'll use whatever excuse because there's no threat. You know, that's the one thing about this. There's no threat. It's not real. It's not there. There aren't bodies falling in the streets as they would have you believe. I don't watch network television. I mean, I just don't. I mean, I love my brain cells, okay? So what happens is whenever I flip through the station or I'm going and you see the news or somebody says, yeah, you're going to be, we do a news segment and they're going to have a news thing on us. All right, well, we hit the recorder on DVR and we watch the news and we go link to it and everything and you watch the newscast and you sit and you're going, oh my goodness. What a bunch of crap.
Yeah, yeah. It hurts my brain to watch this stuff and just, you know, be yelling at the TV. I don't even, you know, I got rid of my TV. I still got my, well, got my TV, but I don't even have, you know, cable or whatever. And, you know, my TV, I don't even got any hookups for it. I just go to the internet. I go to my websites, Freedom's Phoenix and others. I get my news from the out there. I'm like, I investigate myself.
We get it from
myself.
You. We get it from, you know, Andrew put some stuff up. He and his wife, Gwen, they're putting a lot of good stuff up there. My wife finds some stuff. I, you know, the audience here, we're getting new writers all the time. I have probably... I mean, there's about, you know, five or six. I mean, they're the ones, man. I mean, definitely they want to have their say, and they got their own bent. You know, like we have Jack Gregson and Lori Smith and Powell. Man, they're on the economy. They're all over that. Then you have it, and I try and, you know, salt and pepper it with more hopeful stuff in the future, you know, technology and science and where we're going to kind of give you a perspective on just how much we can do without all this. I mean, there's a whole nother future coming, and there's not a dang thing they can do to stop it, but they're doing a good job at slowing it down, I can tell you that, with just all this government oppression.
And, you know, and they do. They got to control everything. They got to always be in charge of distributing electricity, distributing water, distributing all this stuff. And, you know, they got to keep you subservient to them. And that's, you know, this whole health thing. I mean, they're going to force you to take something that maybe you don't feel is the best thing. And, you know, especially for the first responders out there, they need our support when they don't want to take this for themselves. I mean, a lot of them are scared that, hey, I don't want like 10, 20 years from now have all sorts of problems, you know, MS and all sorts of brain or nervous system or neurological problems.
Well, think about the progression that has taken in just my life, okay? I was born in 61. I'm a senior citizen of the X generation, okay? What has happened is they always had some kind of collective threat. It was communist. You know, it was nuclear war. We grew up in the shadow of the mushroom cloud. Then you have things like, you know, whatever ism that's out there is going to take you over. And then it's terrorism, and it was militias, and it was, you know, whatever else. Now it's, you know, it's little microbes and so on. We got to give all our power to the government to protect us against that. You know, stop being afraid. Get informed. We have more information for you when we come back here on Declare Your Independence in just a little bit.
Roads? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Declare Your Independence of me, Ernest Hancock, in studios, Andrew Strimmick. Now, one thing, it doesn't have to be, you know, viruses. It doesn't have to be you getting sick. It doesn't have to be, you know, a lot of things. I mean, it could be, you know, like pajamas media we have now. Two European nuclear scientists arrested as Al-Qaeda suspects. They're going to get WMDs. They're going to nuke us. Or the immigrants are going to flood us. Immigration, you know, is that what's going to get us? Immigrants? You know, no, you got the sniffles, okay? Whatever it is, there's going to be an emergency declared. Now, what's happening, now think about what's going on, though. Around the country, around the world, the economy's falling. The economy's taking a dump. The economy is, you know, the dollar's ready to go. You know, we're up to what it, I didn't even check it, you know, since this morning. I mean, we're, you know what the new baseline for gold is? It's like 1,050, 60, 70 or something. I mean, that's not going down. We just ordered another 200 Freedom's Phoenix medallions in silver. Now we got 200 more done. We just went through 500. Boom. Done. I mean, you don't hardly make any money on these things. We just do it just because it's cool. You know, we don't charge a big premium on them, but there's a premium for us, you know, getting them done, all that kind of stuff. But you go to freedomsphoenix.com and you see Silver Bomb at the top right there, a little red, you know, in the navigation bar. You go in there and you can get your Freedom's Phoenix Silver. You know, and you know what the thing is? You know, it's under $20. You know, that's like half price of what it's going to be. Right. In a couple of weeks. So the one thing I wanted to play on here, we had Lindsey Graham. He's, you know, the big story with Ron Paul. Man, oh, you know, Lindsey Graham at a town hall meeting, he made a mistake of, you know, disparaging, you know, Ron Paul. He said, you know, Ron Paul, we don't want to be the party of Ron Paul. You know, I'm going to grow the party. I'm going to go. And then somebody goes, yeah, well, Ron Paul tried, you know, bring in this freedom thing. You know, nah, we don't want that. You know, we need neocons. Okay? So then immediately you got to do damage control because this went viral on the internet because, you know, of course, you know it would. So what do they do? They come out and they say, we got to have CNN panel of guys. Got Wolf Blitzer there, and he's got like 3-4 people, you know, in studio. Ariana Huffington's up on the screen along with Dr. Paul. And they said, we'll be right back and we'll get and whatever. And then you never see part two. Right, I don't know if they, you know, just didn't put it up or they didn't come back because he would just, you know, slap them around a little bit. Because the thing is that all this is starting to implode. When the economy goes to dump to nothing, what's a good government? I mean, why we need them for what? They're just in the way. Now they're saying what you can't do, and we're just going no. We cast you off. We're done. That's not going to happen. How are they going to maintain this continuity government, which is their main thing? Even in the Constitution, we were studying this yesterday, or a couple of days ago in the morning show. We had guys in here were going about it. Section 9 of the Constitution, it says writ of habeas corpus. You know, you're not denied the writ of habeas corpus, except...
except in time of rebellion or invasions.
Or a national emergency.
Yeah.
So all you got to do is, that's why they love this word emergency.
Yep.
What's the biggest emergency to government? Yep. Threat to government.
Yep.
What if they're the problem? Did you ever think of that? And what is rebellion? You know, the Ron Paul revolution of rebellion?
Rebellion is jaywalking across the street.
You know, rebellion, you're in rebellion. Well, let's go ahead and listen to this on CNN. You kind of get the gist of it. And they put up on you can't hardly hear Lindsay. It's just a YouTube somebody did, him in an auditorium. So you can read it there, but I'll mouth it for you. Hold on, here we go. Wait, we got to plug this in. And I want to make sure that you understand what we're up against here. They'll laugh at him. Oh, you bunch of crazy revolutionaries. Think things going, the dollar's going. Everything that he's been saying is going to happen is happening right now.
Yeah, right. Ron Paul, grow it.
Ron Paul would grow it. You know, and he goes, we're not going to be the party of Ron Paul.
You got the gist of that, Congressman. He says he doesn't want to be the party of the, we're not going to be the Ron Paul party, was what he said at the very end. I wonder if you want to react to your colleague, Lindsey Graham.
Well, my first reaction would be, what does he have against the Constitution? And the supporters I have support me because I'm a traditional conservative and I defend the Constitution. I place every vote I cast depending on the Constitution. Somebody should ask him, what does he have against that, and why does he vote for TARP funds and the bailout funds and carry taxes and all the big government things? Why does he support Obama in expanding the war? Why does he support the Patriot Act? These are the things that constitutional conservatives don't support, and we want to hold the Republicans to the things they think they believe in or say they believe in. They claim they believe in limited government, and that's what we're all
Congressman,
about.
Congressman, I want everyone on the panel to weigh in as well and ask you a question, but you don't want your supporters out there to be heckling a senator like Lindsey Graham in the midst of his presentation, do you?
No, I think that goes against the grain, but for him to turn that in and say that everybody who's upset with the government and upset with his type of voting record are angry white people or white men, that is preposterous. That's a real insult. But let me tell you, if anybody comes to our rallies, and I continue to hold them, we get thousands of people out, and there's a lot of angry people there, but I'll tell you what, it's very diverse. Anybody who wants to challenge me to that should come to our rallies, but to try to paint our group into that corner is just wrong. But you're right. I think decorum is very important. I try to protect against that and urge not to participate in it.
It's Gloria Borger here. Do you think you represent the Republican Party more than Lindsey Graham?
Well, if you did a statistical vote today, probably not. But that isn't necessarily the right question. The right question is, what should the Republican Party believe in? Should the Republican Party follow through on their promises and their platforms of limited government and personal liberties, a strong national defense without perpetual war and without, an unconstitutional Patriot Act? Just because you get a majority vote doesn't mean that you should give up on your rights and your Constitution. So I have no idea how it would come out. But I'll tell you what, I'll bet you the vote would come out a lot closer right now if you compared the supporters of Lindsey Graham to Ron Paul than it was 2 or 3 years ago, because the Republican parties are angry and upset and they want changes, and there's quite a few. And one thing that nobody seems to pay attention to is that, why should they run us off? We're the ones who reach the college kids, the young people. How many Republicans really reach the teenagers and the college kids? Those are the people that are gathering at our rallies, and they have to ask why. What are they going to do with the party? With pandering to the old country club Republicans and acting like Democrats and bailout funds and TARP funds and those kind of things just won't hold up for the Republican Party. That's why the Republican Party's been losing. And we're suggesting that they live up to what they profess to believe in.
Congressman Paul, it's Candy Crowley. I think the larger issue here is, if you take the personalities out of it, that politics, as you know, is a lot about image. And here we are in a time when the economy is terrible and people are in real need. We are in two wars with American lives at stake. And that requires the federal government to take some action, spend some money. Does it not look, and has the Republican Party now, yourself and others, not become vulnerable to the imagery at least, of the party of no? No, no money for this, no money for that, no money for that. And how do you change that image?
Well, we'd have to change your questioning, this idea that we're a party of no, or we represent no. We represent free markets, sound money. Take, for instance, our bill that we have pushed and I've introduced to audit the Fed to get to the bottom of this. This idea that you preface your question by saying the government, the Congress has to do something. Well, it's because the government has been spending too much, borrowing too much, printing too much, interfering too much, regulating too much. So maybe the government ought to be doing a lot less.
Ought to be doing a lot less. And now they want to do a lot more with your body. Think about it. You know, they're afraid. They, them, those. Are those who want to be left alone? And those that won't leave them alone. Which one are you?
There are those that just want to be left alone. And those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Turn on the tube. And what do I see? A whole lot of people crying. Don't blame me. They point the crooked little fingers at everybody else. Spend all the time feeling sorry for themselves. Victim of this, victim of that. Your mama's too thin and your daddy too fat. Get over it.
Yeah, get over it. Just get over it. Don't yell it. Quit pitching a fit. Just get over it. You know, and how do we get over it? I tell you what, the first thing, you just declare your independence and kind of be your own self. You know, I this is my body. I'm good. You know, I'm not going to whine about what everybody else is going to do. I take control. Because taking control of yourself is like the first stage to, I don't know, being an adult. Can we be adults? You know,
the thing is, you don't want to be one of those people just sitting around in your house. You got to get out there and do something. I think it makes me feel a lot better when I'm out there actively doing something rather than just being scared and dreading the fact that things are happening in the country that I don't want to. It's much more invigorating, much better to take charge and get out there and do something productive that's going to change it. I mean, the government, I mean, these people, the bad guys want you to be afraid. They want you to stay home and shake in your boots and stay there and do nothing and just wait for them to become knocking at your door. And that's what they want, you know, with a little needle and the badge saying that they have access to your body. And the first thing you got to do is get active, you know, get out there, make some signs, you know, talk to people, just do something and do it in your area. I mean, across the country. I mean, that's the one thing that's going to save our butts is us being active and beating the bad guys to the punchline, so before they get a chance to pull that trigger, we already undermined their whole operation by exposing them for who they are.
Ooh, and there's a lot of ways we do that. Now, if you go to Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com, and you just go sign up, you know, join us. It says join us in navigation bar up there, and you sign up and you get the newsletter. That comes morning and evening edition. We have a lot of entries there. You know, it's you know, attractive. It comes in your email, and it just has the headlines just like you see on the front page, and you just click on the ones you want. And this is what I tell the writers. You know, I go, look, man, don't do this, you know, missiles launch details at 11 crap. Don't make me go in there if I don't have to. You know, you got 250 characters in a summary to say what this is about. You know, the headline, you know, says blah, 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 and it gives you a summary about what it's about, and dang it, that better be what it is. Don't make me go in if I don't want to, you know. So you have in here, marijuana phone poll confuses many. I got a call from California this morning asking me to make a phone call to help legalize marijuana in that state. Here's what I found out. Okay, if I care about that, I'll go take a look. You know, maybe I don't care. You know, I just don't care. Or maybe I do care. You know, give me some drugs, man. Give me some drugs. Then you have, should animals have rights? You know, there's the headline. All right, well, let's see what they got about. For their second October meeting to be held on Thursday the 29th, after watching so they're having some lectures going on. If I care about that, fine, I'll click. I don't care. Then you go to one, you know, something that might be a little bit in the sea. Watchdog. Treasury and Fed failed in AIG oversight. And maybe a couple of months ago, I might have cared and went in there. You know, not. So this is, you know, this is how we got all the stuff, you know, and there's one Genesis 4. This is about terraforming Venus. Okay, well, I want to see that. You know, we may terraform Venus because I need some place to go. We'll go there. So, you know, the thing is that, you know, you go and you get this dispatch newsletter. It comes in and you see, you know, what's of interest to you. But you have the summary. It's like, you know, this is what this is about. So you're not wasting time. Now, one of the things that we have in there are a lot of activist things that go on, and you can go into different categories like activism, and we'll have things like, and the reason I bring this up is because we have a project that we're doing. It's a method. I saw this probably at least 4, 5, 6 years ago, and it was such a cool idea, and I just downloaded it, and we didn't do it until it was the Super Bowl of 08. Yeah, it was 08 Super Bowl, and it was, you know, when the Patriots versus the Giants. So then we made this big when the Patriots, you know, won their conference, and they're going to the Super Bowl. Well, we already knew. We made this, you know, took the Patriot logo and put Dr. Paul's face in it, and we called it the Patriots. So we're voting for the Patriots, man. We're rooting for the Patriots. And we got to be in the halftime show. You know, we were all training, a bunch of us in there, halftime show. Well, when we go to, they have all the people at the halftime show. It was Tom Petty and Heartbreakers playing. Everybody rushes the stage, woo, you know, and all kind of, and you start singing and jumping up and down and everything. We went to like 3 rehearsals. We're having a good old time. And, of course, we're getting ready and doing a bunch of other Ron Paul stuff. We had the Phoenix Open, the golf tournament that was here. We had sky riding. We had all kinds of balloons. We had signs everywhere. We had the stretch limo, the world's largest limo, is Ron Paul on and all that kind of stuff. And then when we go for the staging at the auditorium, we're all there. We arrive in the limo. And they're like, oh, no, 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 no. So they yanked us out. Oh, heck no. There's no way we're going to let you go on live television. That just ain't going to happen. So we're like, fine. So we went around the thing in the limo all the way around the stadium, and they're threatening us with arrest and all this kind of stuff. And at that time, because there was a whole bunch of stuff going on, one of the things that we did was a flyer that you put up on someone's trash can. And this, imagine this. This is what happens. Here in Arizona, we have these large green machine kind of dump truck that goes out, grabs it off the sidewalk, dumps it, puts it back, right? Probably about, I don't know, it's probably at least 75 gallons. So then you sit there and you go, all right, now what can we do? I saw this idea on the internet. I know they just had little cards and flyers, but it came. I saw that they had put on, it was on the internet, they were penalizing people because on the recycle bin, they weren't recycling. You know, they put trash or clippings or something you're not supposed to in there. So what they did is they get this big orange sticker on their trash can saying, oh, you're a bad citizen. You're an evil person. We got this big orange sticker. You know, let all your neighbors know that you got an orange sticker, all right? Or they put it on your front door. They're going to shut off your gas or whatever. You get these big orange stickers. So I go, you know, this is a cool idea. We go 8.5 by 14 cardstock on orange paper. So you split it in half. So you got these two vertical, it's 4.25 by 14 inch long vertical piece of paper, neon obvious. Up at the top left, it had the Total Information Awareness logo. Now, a few years ago when they came out with this Total Information Awareness logo had this all CNI pyramid thing gazing down on the earth. I thought it was a joke.
Totally looks Illuminati, man. It's like, you know, straight out of some science fiction movie.
Yeah, no, and this was real. It was Total Information Awareness out of DARPA. Now, DARPA is the Defense Research Project Ministry, whatever. It's, you know, they do all their, you know, super robots that go out and, you know, kick ass on aliens, whatever the heck they do. So you have these this logo, and we're like, oh, my goodness. Later, they went and changed it because they got such a blowback from the people. Went, are you serious? You know, so we put up there, and it says to the right, it says, sorry we missed you. While you were out, agent, and it's in red, and we have printed on red here, it's black, and then we put the red there, 4409, okay, which kind of references one of our videographer guys. Agent 4409 stopped by on behalf of, and you have all these agencies, and then which one did you check? That's, you know, CIA, FBI, NSA, INS, ATF, SSA, DEA, IRS, FAS, SEC, FDIC, CDC, you know, all of the above, your local police department, Department of Homeland Security, what, and the one that we check is Office of Total Information Awareness. you know, stop by, you know, say what's up. They put it under the lid of your garbage can after it already been dumped, right? So you're not going on somebody's property. You're not going up to their door. And if they want to throw it away, just, you know, throw it away. But, you know, it's kind of compelling. And it says here, because you were out, we decided to ask your neighbors, children, spouse, doctor, physician about you. You know, check which one. You know, we wanted to inspect your garden, your garbage, your car, your pets, your trash. You know, we let ourselves into your residence, your business. Now, what's checked? We checked, inspected your trash. Okay. Then it's, you know, like we read your mail, your email, your diary, your Rolex, your daily planner, your health history, and we checked your waste. Okay, we checked your garbage. We checked that. And then you have other things in here like, you know, we placed a wiretap on your phone. We installed video surveillance. We conducted an inventory of RFID tag merchandise. We inspected your computer, your books, your file cabinet, your refrigerator. Or you have one you can check. We're sorry. This information is privileged. Now, this is part of the Patriot Act. Okay. This is kind of why we did this stuff. This is all true stuff. All right. We didn't make this stuff up. This is what they can do. We're sorry. This information is privileged. Divulging any information of this search is a violation in accordance with the Patriot Act and is punishable up to 10 years in federal prison. Now, this was happening when you had librarians that refused to give information about what people had checked out and all that kind of stuff. They were threatening them with 10 years in prison. And if they even talked about it, they went to prison. See my point? So we're sitting there, we're going, we got to out this stuff. Now, as a result of our visit, this is towards the bottom, you know, one, the first option is you should feel safer knowing that your government is doing all it can to protect you. Well, we don't check that one. And the next one, we don't check this one either. You are considered a person of interest and may be subject to monitoring, media harassment, etc. Now, in previous one that we did in the super, that's the one that we checked. Oh, that had him going, man. He didn't like that one. The other one is you are under arrest and are advised to turn yourself in immediately to local law enforcement authorities. Nah, we didn't check that one. When we come back, I'm going to tell you which one we checked. What do we check? You need to know what we checked because this is the one they're checking on you already. We'll be right back on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock.
All right, you're clear.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock. Show must go on. Show
must go on. Yeah. Inside my heart is breaking. My makeup may be flaking, but my smile still stays on. Yeah. Keeping a smile on our faces. Andrew and I, if we didn't have fun with this and laugh about this and enjoy ourselves and use the motivation that they give us on all this stuff, I don't know, we'd be crazier.
I don't think my wife could sleep at night, you know, with me, you know, if I took this too seriously. And, you know, and there's a lot. It's really heavy stuff that, you know, is going on out there. But you got to keep a positive thing. And sometimes you just, you know, can't help but laugh at just how crazy this is. It's like living in, you know,
a bad B sci-fi movie.
Or I was going to say, like Oz or you know, Alice in Wonderland, man. This is like, you know, stuff that's going on. It just doesn't make no sense.
Well, you know, now the one thing, this flyer, now imagine you're coming out of your house, you know, you get in your trash can, you get home from work, you're going up, you see this orange flyer, and you just kind of, you grab it and you kind of read it, at least as you're walking your trash thing back, you know. Sorry we missed you, total information awareness. What the heck is this, officer? So you inspected my trash, you know, you checked my garbage, you know, as a result of our visit, and this is what we check. Check, have you received your mandatory vaccination? Please call 602 blah, 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 or another number to arrange a convenient time to be interviewed. Now think about this. What numbers do we put on there?
Some goodies, some TV stations. Go ahead.
We have two sets of the interviews, two numbers on each one. One has one of the major newspapers here, their newsroom. The other one has another major newspaper, and next to those are two different television stations. Now, they're going to get called from a whole bunch of these. Now, at the bottom of it is, you can go to this page right now. It's aztiphotline.info, aztiphotline, aztiphotline. azhiphotline.info, www. Now, you go to azhiphotline.info, and you'll go there, and it's and we're sincere. We're here to help you. We're taking care of y'all. You know, we want to, you know, make sure that, you know, things are going good for you. We're you know, paying no attention to the man behind the curtain. We got you all covered. Now, what it is that we have links in there to, let me pull it up. I should have pulled it up. Now, we have links there to stories that we've been covering on Freedom's Phoenix since forever. Like when you got your gas guy is going to, you know, come, you know, report on you. You know, he's like, yeah, you might be a terrorist, you know. So, or you got the, you know, the UPS guy is thinking you're not doing it just right, whatever it is. And we have these flyers put out by the thousands, but not yet. We haven't done it yet. Now, we did when we hit the around the Super Bowl, we had these originally. Now, we've been passing them out, and we go to different things, and activists just kind of show them. We not really made a big splash out. We had like 9,000 of them done. And we were thinking that if we put all 9,000 out, you know, we'd get, you know, some media hits. Well, as they were sitting there, somebody just grabbed like a stack of 40 or 50 of them and put them around in their neighborhood, went stupid. It was all over the press. And we just did 40. It hit somebody. I mean, somebody is like, oh, heck no. They call the media because it was it had the number on there for the Arizona Republic here. And so what's the first thing they do? They call Glendale Police, you know, that's where it was, where the Super Bowl was. And they go and they check. They know who it is. It's, you know, fish on. It's Ernie, man. He's suckering us again. He's doing something. And they go to the site, yeah, at azhiphotline.info, and you start looking at all the stuff, you know, the homepage, what we're doing on financials and identification and surveillance and travel and detention. And then, ooh, we got a special report on the vaccine operation currently underway. And then it talks about the Total Information Awareness logo and where it came from and the model. And then as you scroll through this, in each one of these, it links to stories that are all true. This is what they've been doing since they created the Department of Homeland Security. And the point that we're making here is that, you know, it says things like, don't suspect a friend. Report them. In these times where disloyal subjects are complaining of weekly increases in grocery prices, new traffic restrictions, increases in their fair share of taxes, shortages in gasoline or safe drinking water, increased working hours or extra jobs that they may labor, we must remain vigilant for opportunities to educate the subversive. Remember, loose talk is noose talk. You know, I mean, you have this kind of stuff. And some people, they watch and they read this stuff, and they're like, yeah, I want to be on the team. Give me my badge. All right? So you go, information is your key to prosperity. The better we know you and everyone, the more prosperous we all become. Knowledge is power. And then you click on different hyperlinks throughout this thing. And as you do, it goes to, you know, Washington Times, Washington Post, New York Times, USA Today, you know, CNN. It goes, these stories that we have put out throughout this that prove our point, they just word it differently. You know, and heck, a lot of times these are their words, you know. So this is what we've been able to accomplish. And we did it with 40 of these that got put out, and we go, whoa, man, we're going to hold off on this one. We'll wait till we really need this. Well, we need it now.
And they're going to go out, and we're putting kits together, and we got a lot of goodies that are going to be going out everywhere, all over the city. And, you know, this is going to be a big, big thing. And, you know,
it'll go national. You know, in fact, we have Alex Jones' film crew is coming this weekend to interview us. You know, because they, you know, Alex, he's not coming, I don't think, but they got some other things going on this weekend. They're stopping by tomorrow night. They'll be here at our studios, and they'll do some interviewing of us on radio and all that kind of stuff. And they wanted, and this project, they were calling, we had a bunch of projects. We were all over a bunch of other stuff. Andrew was infamous for Operation ASU.
Yeah, Operation ASU. You know, thanks to Alex Jones, letting us use his DVD with our creativity. We put out tens of thousands of these Obama deception DVDs with the America from Freedom Fascism video
on it.
As a double feature on it.
And because Obama came. It was in May that he came to speak at ASU commencement, and we're going, really?
We're not going to let him get away without, you know.
So for weeks before, we were passing this stuff out to the students. You know, we didn't care about the day. Heck, you know, I'm in a tavern drinking beer, man. Go down there and get arrested. Whatever, I don't care. A lot of the guys did. I wanted to make sure that for weeks prior building up to this, that all these students had an opportunity to understand what was really going on.
Because by the time he came, everybody knew what was up. And, you know, you can't, you know, you unlock the people's minds. And it was big. I mean, there was newspapers, all sorts of, you know, ASU news, their local ASU newspaper was, you know, printing articles about it. I mean, it blew up big time. And it was a, you know, they couldn't do anything about it because we already went out there, did it.
It was done. Before they even got there. Now, here we're going to do the same thing. You know, this stuff costs money. I mean, it's not a lot. I mean, we spent probably about $2,000 on this. You know, all of us kind of putting in, we get a little bit of credit card here, and printer will take, you know, we'll give you the cut rate or next month or something like that. You know, we'll do a fundraiser for this. But we didn't want to do a fundraiser beforehand and tip our hand. We wanted to already have it done. Have it done. We'll get to you. You know, when we'll start putting up all the coverage and so on. We already got a bunch of TV. So when we start getting the coverage and all this stuff, then we'll start putting it up and everything going, you know what up? Here's all the stuff that we did. Here's the PDF files. Here's the JPEGs of the file. Here's how you can make it. Here's the videotape of us making it, showing you how to do it. This is what we have already done. You know, send us a dollar. You know, just make it feel better. I mean, if you're not going to do it yourself, you can at least send a little bit of money for us doing it. You know, don't be a total slacker.
Yeah. I mean, you know, as a person, as an individual, I mean, you can't rely on, you know, there's no big corporation or big, you know, industry backing, you know, activists up. You know, freedom is an individual thing. And see, you get out there and do it. Or support it in some way, you know. Throw a few dollars at it. You know some reputable activists in your area. Throw a few dollars, you know. Go on to Freedom's Phoenix, and we got a donation, you know, site you can go to. You know, we're going to have chip-ins and all sorts of stuff. There's many ways. I mean, buy us more paper.
I suggest you do. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things you can do, but I mean, a lot of it is just local. I mean, I'd rather you take what we have and you do it your dang self.
And
you
know, that's why we provide the formats so you can replicate anywhere you're at and do this national.
Yeah, we know this because this is how the revolution worked. We've been to where do you think we get all this talent? It just feeds in from all over the country whenever we need it. You know, and it has, you know, this, there's one other paragraph on here. This kind of, you know, the impact that we have. And it says, remember, suspicion breeds confidence. Unless you are confident of your coworkers, neighbors, and friends, you cannot feel safe. So report any hint of suspicious behavior to your local law enforcement at once. It's not just a good idea. It's the law. And they're right. And you make links to it and so on. We had Elway, John Elway, the former quarterback of the Denver Broncos. We had a YouTube up of him doing a public service announcement about how you are to identify and report potential terrorists. And we're going, say it ain't so, John. I mean, seriously? And you watch this thing and you're going, wow, you know, this, where does it stop? So I'm, you know, this, I'm usually a pretty positive kind of guy, you know, and we have to take and be motivated by all this stuff that's happening to take action. And we're trying to preempt a declaration of emergency that all it takes is a single signature from each state's governor. And it's already starting to happen. One signature, and they'll use immigration, they'll use illness, pandemic, and they'll use violence or something as a trigger to control you and get you to do whatever, because they know, because a real emergency is the entire collapse of the dollar. That is the real emergency. But will they declare an economic emergency? I just, you know, we need to get rid of them, and that's what they're afraid of. We'll see you tomorrow on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and
Andrew Strimick.
Yeah, we had some fun. Thanks for coming in, Andrew. You go out there and do something. Share the information on Freedom's Phoenix with your friends. You can at least do that.